Every week at the University District Food Bank, parents from Eckstein Middle School in Northeast Seattle pick up food to take back to the school. The items range from juices and cans of tuna fish to beans and snacks. They're stuffed into backpacks and then discreetly handed out to students to take home every Friday afternoon. The packs are filled with enough for the students to get through the weekend and for any brothers and sisters they may have. Joe Gruber, the University District Food Bank's director, is attending the Backpack Summit. He says it's vitally important to make sure kids are getting enough nutrition.
The impact on poor nutrition and child development, you know, is lifelong. And so the greater the interventions we can have earlier on, the more important that is. And so for us to find a new case for funding this at a citywide level is critical. And I think the summit's going to begin to provide an opportunity for us to develop those relationships with funders.
There are several backpack food programs in Seattle area schools. At the summit, food banks, parent volunteers, and school administrators will figure out ways to replicate this in even more buildings. Some schools have set aside space for food pantries. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, one out of every four students in Washington State live in homes where meals are regularly skipped because there isn't enough money. And even though the unemployment rate is lower than it was during the darkest days of the Great Recession, many food banks continue to serve record numbers of people. Joe Gruber, the University District Food Bank's director, says if U.S. lawmakers pull the trigger on cutting $39 billion from the federal food stamp program, the demand on his nonprofit and others will likely double. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.